putting a new spin on quirks. This is Front Page Research from Jefferson Lab, and I'm JT Kelly. Just as a top spins on a table, so do the tiny quirks inside protons and neutrons. Now, a complex calculation has revealed that a quark's spin may be altered by the surroundings of the proton or neutron in which it resides. This surprising result may lead to new insights about how ordinary matter is constructed. Normally, we think of building blocks as static objects. For instance, the bricks and mortar used to build the local bank remain pretty much the same from the day it's built to the day it's torn down. But the building blocks of ordinary matter are different. These bricks are particles called quarks, and the mortar is made up of particles called gluons. Quarks and gluons build protons and neutrons, and protons and neutrons, also called nucleons, make up the nuclei that ultimately lead to all the ordinary matter in the universe. Ian Chloe is a theorist at Jefferson Lab and the Special Research Center for the Subatomic Structure of Matter at the University of Adelaide in Australia. He and his colleagues wondered how quarks and gluons are affected by the environment around the nucleons in which they reside. To find out, the researchers calculated the spin-dependent structure functions of nucleons.
The spin-dependent structure function tells us basically about the spin content of the nucleon. It's basically a tool that tells us about how spin is distributed inside the proton. So we know the proton has spin 1/2, but this spin has to come from all the constituents have to add up to give this spin 1/2. And the structure functions give you information on how that happens.
The calculations took into account two different environments where nucleons are commonly found, inside the nucleus and outside. The researchers found that the spin content of a nucleon inside the nucleus is different from one outside.
So what this is telling us is that how the gluons and the quarks spin add together to give spin 1/2 is different for a bound nucleon than it is for a free nucleon.
He says this difference is caused by the presence of other nucleons inside the nucleus. As the nucleons interact with each other, they create a field of strong force energy.
One explanation is that this field introduced by all the other nucleons is interacting with the quarks inside the original proton. And this is changing their properties. And therefore it changes these structure functions.
While the calculation shows that there is a difference in how quarks and gluons contribute to a nucleon's spin, it doesn't reveal the exact makeup of these contributions, and the finding hasn't yet been backed by experiment. But that could change. One of the goals of the 12GeV upgrade project at Jefferson Lab is to measure the origin of the basic properties of nucleons, including mass, size, electric and magnetic fields, and spin. Meanwhile, Chloe and his colleagues have already made a discovery that goes right to the heart of the deepest mystery in nuclear physics, how the fundamental building blocks of matter, quarks and gluons, give rise to the properties of the nucleus. Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator Facility is a Department of Energy Office of Science research facility located in Newport News, Virginia, and is managed by the Southeastern Universities Research Association.